So I'm often asked, does Jewish law change? So of course, like any good Jewish answer, I ask another question. It depends what you mean by Jewish law change. If you mean that if you ask me the same question today you asked me 300 years ago, there might be a different answer. But if you're asking me if the principles changed, then the answer is no. So we'll give up a couple of examples of where perhaps the result in the bottom line psak might change, but it's working with the same principles. So for instance, the Gemara, the different levels of Kedusha. There's what we call Guf HaKedusha, like the Sefer Torah itself. That's the item of sanctity. And then the mantle, the cover on the Sefer Torah, that's what we call Tashmishe Kedusha. It protects, it serves, its usage is for the Sefer Torah, the cover of the Sefer Torah, from Shemesh, use Tashmishe. And the third level is Tashmish to Tashmish. It's even more indirect, or Tashmishim. Like, for instance, something which is only touching the Tashmishe Kedusha, but not the Kedusha itself. That's something which is only on the only touches the cover, and not the Torah. That's a Tashmish to Tashmish. Or, similarly, there's a difference between Tashmishe Kedusha is, let's say, a Sefer Torah becomes no good. So, of course, if you could fix it, you fix it, but it's not fixable. So, the Gemara says, Nigvarim, it has to be buried. While Tashmishe Mitzvah, let's say, while you're using the Suk, the Lulav, the Dalad Minim, so then it has Kedusha. But once Sukkot is over, so technically speaking, Nizrakin, you could throw it out. You could throw it in the garbage. Of course, they say do it Dera Kavod, but you could throw, there's no Kedusha left. So, there are different levels of Kedusha. There's the Guf HaKedusha. So the Gemara in Megillah, when it refers to the Aron Kodesh, it calls it, it has the status of Tashmishe Kedusha. The Gemara says the Aron Kodesh, and hence a big practical difference, if let's say you want to get a new Aron Kodesh, you can't just throw it out, you got to bury it. It's one thing, there's a whole interesting discussion, the Mishnah Berurah versus the Aruch HaShulchan. What about Svarim shranks? Yeah. Do we say since the shranks touch the Svarim, so they have to like Tashmishe Kedusha and they have to be buried? Or that's at the Aruch HaShulchan, right? But we're leaning like the Mishnah Berurah that our Svarim have like covers on it. So it's not really touching, so we're leaning because we know many people walk in and leave different pages from the Torah Gemara in the shuls. It'll be a little harder to drop off your Svarim shrank one night and just leave it in front of the shul and take off and have someone bury it. But so that's a discussion. But Aron Kodesh, where the Sefer Torah is housed, the Gemara says has a status of Tashmishe Kedushin. The question is why? Upon further, deeper inspection, why does it have that status? Because we put our Sefer Torah, they have covers on them, they have the Matluch. So really, the Torah itself is never touching the inside of the Aron Kodesh. So why does the Gemara say that the Aron Kodesh has a status of Tashmishe Kedusha? It should be Tashmish to Tashmish. It should be removed, and therefore you should be able to Nizrakin. You should be able to throw it out, put it in the garbage. So there's an interesting Karba Nisanel. Interesting, very, I like the cogent argument, but we'll see, even though we don't follow his opinion, Lahalacha, and we'll explain why, but he touches on our concept we're discussing. So he says as follows, that Bizman HaMishnah, the time of the Mishnah, the Gemara, they weren't like us in the 21st century. We live in a world of affluence. I guess it depends where you live, and everything's relative. I just read an article, 42% of millionaires don't feel rich. So everything's relative. So, but either way, but let's say on an objective standard. So Bizman HaMishnah, so how did people use, back in the day, how did people put the Torahs into the Ark?
Just directly.
And who had Sefer Torah covers? You know, we don't, affluent America, Canada. And therefore, exactly, when they used to put the Sifrei Torah in, it touched the Aron Kodesh. So of course the Gemara says that it had the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. But Bizman HaZeh, that we all have Torah covers, so therefore the Karban Sal says our Aron Kodesh today does not have the status of Tashmishei Kedusha. This is a classical example of where the principles don't change, but the reality changes. In other words, but he's saying the principles don't change. We all know what the definition of Tashmishei Kedusha is. Dunyu, which comes in direct contact of the Torah scroll itself, that's Tashmishei Kedusha. So Bizman HaMishnah, that was the Aron Kodesh. But since today it's a different reality, the principle's still there. The mantloch, ironically, the mantle has the status of Tashmishei Kedusha, but not like similarly, like we have as well by the mezuzah. Interesting, a mezuzah cover, some people, you could spend anywhere from $5, I guess, to $5,000 on a nice mezuzah cover. But interesting enough, it's the 10 cents of saran wrap that you wrap up the coffin before you put it in. That definitely has Tashmishei Kedusha. Again, the discussion, would the mezuzah come out of it? Perhaps for another reason, but that's the classic example where the principles don't change, but the reality does. So are we in denial? The Gemara says it is a Tashmishei Kedusha, but the reason doesn't seem to apply today. Yet, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at all the poskim, everyone assumes today, even Bizman HaZeh, that the Aron Kodesh does have a status of a Tashmishei Kedusha. So how could it be? Number one approach I'm not going into now, but more at the hotel over Pesach, is on one end do we say once the halacha was defined Bizman HaTalmud, to the principles there, then we have to keep the result, even let's say the reality says differently, yeah. perhaps not, but we'll discuss a different reason. So the post can say no, the reason why it's still Tashmishei Kedusha because there's another reason. In addition to the reason of something coming in direct contact with the Sefer Torah, there's another way an item can become Tashmishei Kedusha. And that is, if something's done solely for the sake...
The intent of the maker of the device was to store the Torah.
Correct. If
that makes it Tashmishei Kedusha.
Correct. If the intent... Or maybe not even intended a maker, but the intent of when you decide to use it, right? So therefore, if you're using it for covered HaTorah, that by itself gives it a status of Tashmishei Kedusha.
That's also why the shrunk doesn't necessarily...
Right, and that's why also, maybe that's why the silver stuff on top, like you put on top of the Torah, and the breastplates, even though it never comes directly, but perhaps since it's done solely for covered HaTorah, right. So one might argue maybe it's not solely for covered HaTorah, because at least for the Ark, in addition, the reason of the Ark is because it's for Shemira also. Today, many people have alarm systems, and so either way, that's a discussion among the poskim. But the point being, we see the Karban Nesaneh takes the principle that applied during the Talmud. He said, if you take the same principle and apply it to a different reality, so Nishtana, if the reality changed, the halacha changes with it. We're not like an ostrich who puts their head in the sand as everyone else marches on. And just to conclude, as I see, I have another minute to go. As speaking of Kedusha, we know this year Pesach, the second Seder is Saturday night, and the second day of Pesach is Saturday night. And therefore, in addition to making Kiddush on the second night of the Leil Seder, we were also making Havdalah. And Havdalah, you don't have to worry, just look in the Haggadah, it's built into the Haggadah. You're going to make Borei, Borei Ha'esh, and you're going to say, no Bissam, and that's a separate shir. And you're going to, instead of saying Hamavdel ben Kodesh l'chol, you're going to say Hamavdel ben Kodesh l'kodesh. And Rav Salavashek had a whole long discussion on it, that, what do you mean Hamavdel ben Kodesh l'kodesh? Why did... In Jewish law, we should just have Kodesh and Chol. Why do we have so many different levels of Kodesh? We have Sefer Torah has one level of Kedusha, Tefillin has one level, Mezuzah, we said there's Tashmishei Kedusha, Tashmishei Mitzvah. Just make it simple. It's either Kodesh or not. So So what's Hamavdil ben Kodesh v'Kodesh? And as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in a couple of our class, I'll just say it in a couple of seconds or moments, is the Yisod is, it's all in life is, in life it's easy to be Mavdil ben Kodesh v'Kodesh. It's easy to choose good from evil. It's easy to choose and not always to not, from an act point of view, not acting on something else. But usually someone gives you a choice. What's the right thing to do? Should I punch this guy in the face or should I help him out and help them cross the street? So it's obvious, the choice is obvious. What you do is a separate issue. But however, life isn't that simple. There's a lot of gray areas, a lot of good things. Samavdil ben Kodesh v'Kodesh. I got to go to, I have a family, I have a job, I have to go to synagogue, I have to pray, I have to learn, I have to spend time with my kids. So you have to balance many different good things in life, and you have to learn to prioritize. So people think, well, it's not all the same. All mitzvahs aren't equal. You have to know when you need a balance of keeping all the mitzvahs, but obviously some are more important than others, but the key is you have to prioritize. That's what we say at Havdalah, from Shabbos to Yontov, Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, we have to learn to make, within the good choices, we have to learn to prioritize, and that's why we say Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh, and that's why the many different levels of Kedusha.